regular meeting of October 16, 2024. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, roll call, please.
Councilor Karen?
Here.
Councilor
Here.
Councilor
I think I am.
Here.
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 All right. Note that there are five town councilors present. Special recognition and presentations, there are none. Alterations to the agenda?
You can't hear? Is that what you're saying? Can you? Is it on?
Is that better? Okay. Alterations to the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to remove item D16D. It is my item, and I have to do a little more research. And I apologize for just got to do a little more research. I'll sit with the attorney on that stuff.
Do you have a second?
You.
Second. Thank you.
All in favor?
Can we discuss?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just think it's kind of pressing. They have an opening. They've had an opening for a couple months, I thought.
Now, this was a little bit of my fault on this one.
All right. No worries.
We can take it up next.
Yeah. It's not a forgotten thing. Believe me, Council. It's just something I got. Okay. I probably should have pushed a little bit further. That's all.
All in favor to remove item 16D?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Me.
That's 4-1. And any other alterations to the agenda?
No, I'm going to wait till you get to the minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. To consider an act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of September 9, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I make a recommendation that we correct on them minutes item 14C. It says to consider an act on a motion to appoint Lisa Terry to fill a vacancy on the Housing Authority. That should be the Public Planning and Zoning Commission with a term that would expire the same date. It was a typo. Shouldn't be Housing Authority. It should be planning and zoning.
Yep.
So if we can make that change, we can still vote on it. All right, you agree with me voting on that we change it to planning and zoning?
Yeah, it's just a clerical error, so it's
fine. That's all, right?
Yeah, it's a scribe.
Okay.
Thank you for pointing that out.
All right, thank you.
So I'm going to read the other ones off, and we'll do them all three. The public hearing minutes of September 16, 2024, and then the special meeting minutes of September 16, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
All right. And just for the record, to make that alteration or change to item 14.
What is it?
14C. To clarify
all right.
That.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. 5-0. Consider an act on a motion to enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing strategy and or negotiations with respect to collective bargaining. Negotiations, this action is taken without prejudice to the board's right to discuss these matters in private meeting pursuant of Connecticut General Statutes 1-200(2), discussion to include members of the town council, Mayor Leonard Bunnell Sr., and town labor attorney Christy Kelly.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Note the time, it is 7:04. Enter into executive session. Let's go ahead and get going. At the time, it's 7:40. No votes were, out of executive session, no votes were taken. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. All right, hearing none, we're going to move on. Communication. Copy of the September 2024 financial reports from the Finance Director, Barbara Griffin. Copy of the legal bills from Sussman and Shapiro for the month of August 2024. And copy of the legal bills from Helleron and Sage for the month of August 2024. And we also have an item that is in everybody's inbox and was emailed. It was a letter from Diane Vumbach, the superintendent of schools. And Agnes, do you have that?
I do have it, yeah.
You do have it, okay. So we have that for the record. All right. Any questions on the communications? Moving on. Reports from the town attorney on matters referred.
No report.
All right. Remarks from the mayor and or administrative department heads, including matters referred.
I'd like to start off with the department heads, WPCA.
Thank you very much. Ron McDaniel, WPCA Administrator. First of all, we have item 16B on the agenda, the purchasing agreement for Omnia Partners. It basically is just another cooperative agreement to help the town do purchasing. They've done all the due diligence on going out to bid for all the specs and everything else, and this would just allow us to have another option as one of the purchasing consortiums, not unlike our DAS portal with the state or the Capital Region of Governments portal. Just another option. We don't have to use it. There's no cost to join, and we have a 30-day termination clause if we decide to join. And I'll be happy to answer any questions that you guys have on that that maybe were not answered during the TARP meeting.
Counselor?
As you talk to us about this at my meeting. Thank you, Ron.
One-year thing, Ron?
What's that?
1 year? You just come to us every year, or how long is it going to be?
No, it'll be on the list, just like the other ones are on the list. And whatever the finance department decides to take them off the list, they're supposed to maintain a list of the ones that the council has approved over the over.
Okay.
The,
yeah. Yep. I remember. Thanks, Ron.
Yep. Secondly, on update on some of the projects that are going on. The Cook Hill Water Tower is fully constructed. We're in the midst of working out the electrical issues so that we can get the tank tested for water integrity, do the disinfecting of it. We're working with the state. We might have to go out a little bit and extend the time period on the contract a little bit, but right now we're still on schedule to make that happen. We're starting the distribution box repairs at the plant, which involves a major bypass of all of the effluent that comes into the system. So it's kind of a precarious situation down there for the next 6 weeks the way we're operating, but there's a lot of traffic in and out of there, so if anybody has to come down there, please use caution, be slow when you come in. We're still accepting payments down there, so I know a lot of people come to pay their bills, so be careful if you do come through there. The Stony Brook Bridge project has finalized. We're doing our final inspections on that. I don't know if they removed the dumpster today. It was still there this morning. So the dumpster and the porta potty were the last things that I think need to be demobilized out of that site. They've cleaned that up, and that's all ready to go.
Nice line of sight now.
Nice line of sight. Thank you. Yes. Hopefully we'll keep it cut down as well.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to thank the mayor for his support of the SCARA project. We're going to do a composting facility over there. We're looking for a grant from the state under their new grant opportunity that they have out there. We got a grant before for this. We did a pilot project for this. It worked out really, really well. Awesome. They're taking the food scraps out of the waste stream and mixing it with the wood chips and making a compost out of it. So the pilot project went very, very well. So now we're going to do it on a larger scale on the property that SCARA owns over in Preston by the plant there. So thank you for your letter of support, Mr. Mayor, and be happy to report back on that as we get the numbers on how that's going to work.
How will you start, if you may ask, how will you get the food waste? Will you start off with like a public appeal, or is there a...
So there's a law that says if you're a major producer of food waste that you have to, if you're within 20 miles of a facility that does that kind of thing, you have to bring that food scrap to that facility.
Like the Board of Ed.
What's that?
Like the Board of Ed.
Correct.
It's going to be mandated. Yeah.
Or major restaurants or...
Yep.
Okay, so right now it's not going to be for general populace, it'll just be for major...
No, but I'm sure they'd be willing to accept that. So we're going to work that into the RFQ that when we go out, we're looking for a single source provider that will do the pickup of the material, the processing of the material, and then the end marketing of the final product. So we're looking for somebody who's going to kind of turnkey run it for the authority, and then that will reduce, hopefully, our increases in our tipping fees going down the road. It's not going to reduce our tipping fees, but it will reduce the increase in our tipping fees over time, which we have a solid waste problem in the state, and that's no secret to anyone. Mm-hmm. Representative Cheeseman was here. I'm sure she would have testified to that as well.
I just want to say I think it's a great program. I think it's an awesome idea. And if we could eventually have it at our transfer station where people could bring their own stuff down the road, I think that would be great. Just getting rid of
at some point, I would envision, mm-hmm. Councilor, some sort of dumpster there that we could do that. You know, it gets kind of funky. I mean, so, so everybody, and it has to be done correctly.
Correct.
But when we get a little closer to it, I'll have Scarra come down and do a full presentation.
Please. Thank you.
Just want to remind everybody that the Cook Hill water tank has been a project that was started under Ron's administration, and he carried it over into what he's doing now. He's doing a great job. It's a multi-million dollar project, and everybody should get the opportunity to go up there and look at it because it's really impressive to see. Good job.
Thank you. You can actually see it from Route 2A connector when you're kind of coming west. Yeah,
I haven't seen it, but I heard you could.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Right. Who else do we have?
Police Department.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant Marvel Police. Just wanted to give an update on the animal control facility as to where we stand this month. On 10/8/24, I received an email from Cynthia Van Zelm advising the town that the DECD completed its review of our bid package, and they had 9 comments to be addressed, which were mostly insignificant. On 10/9/24, we received an email from Silver Petroselli stating that they didn't need anything further from the town at that point. The day before, on the 8th, they had put out a request to the Department of Labor for the wage rates. And they were going to be picking up the remaining DECD comments. Once they address the DECD comments, it'll go back to them for a final review. Silver Petroselli also developed an anticipated and recommended schedule as follows. On Friday, October 18th, advertise for bid. Monday, October 21st, bid documents are available to contractors posted on the town's website. Tuesday, October 29th, at 10 a.m., contractors pre-bid conference located at the project site. On Tuesday, November 21st at 2 p.m., bids due and bid opening, Montville Town Finance Department. And again, for now, this is a projected, anticipated time schedule. It's not in stone yet, but it's what they're projecting.
What was that date for the bid, the bid openings?
The bids are available to contractors Monday the 21st. Posted on the town's website.
And 29th is a pre-bid.
29th is the pre-bid conference, and November 12th, the bid's due and bid opening is what they're recommending.
Yeah, DECD is waiting for Silver Petroselli now to return the comments on the specs.
Yep, I'll get to that in a second.
All right, I'm sorry.
I also wanted to just pass on that the town will be... they'll need to use $30,000 of the remaining numbers, rough numbers we have at this point, the remaining $673,615 of the ARPA funds for the ACO facility. These funds will be used towards the new engineering costs to Silver Petroselli as a result of the new bid specs and DECD requirements. Just wanted to make mention, too, I've been told some of this I don't understand to a degree, but that we need to keep in mind the ARPA funds, I guess, are supposed to be obligated by the end of this year, which just basically means you need a signed contract with an agency to perform the work and, you know, funds expended through invoices, the normal process that would take place from that.
Just to note on that, we talked to Joe Courtney's office, one of the representatives that was got all the information on that, and I think we have actually obligated that money, you know, by what we've done in the past. I'm going to get further clarification, but so it shouldn't be. But with these numbers, I think we can clearly, you know, sign a contract, get some stuff going as well. But I just want to let everyone know that, as far as we can tell, what we've done, we've obligated the $663,000 towards the animal control facility. So,
yeah, and my only question with that is hopefully we could get further clarification, like you said. Just my understanding is that it needs to be obligated to a specific contractor.
There's a paragraph that Joe Courtney's office sent us. It's like three different things that, I think we've actually achieved that. Number one, we use those funds to leverage up to get the $2 million grant from the state.
Right.
And the other thing is the town council has stated that we're using that funds for that project.
Created a resolution.
So it, but
I was in, Mr. Chairman, I was in discussions with the town attorney today regarding that definition, and I'm sending him the copies of the resolutions that are appropriated that money, year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to give me further legal opinion on exactly what that means. I'm hoping that we won't have to do it anyway.
Right. All good stuff. It's just, you know, just to keep in mind that, you know, mm-hmm. we got to be aware of it.
But we have a backup plan.
Right. Yeah. Excellent. And just to continue on December 15th, the DECD received a letter from the State Historic Preservation Office, which they forwarded to us. This letter stated that no historic properties will be affected by this project, so that's not an issue. We're making very good progress with this project, and we all plan on keeping it moving forward at a steady pace. I believe that the state has made this project a priority regarding their reviews, and I think this is from with assistance from the many phone calls from the town resident advocates. On top of that, to kind of go back to what you were saying before, Mayor, late this afternoon, we received an email from Silver Petrocelli saying that they sent back the revised bid project back to DECD this afternoon. So it's back in the state's hands at this point.
Excellent. Excellent.
So that's all I have at this point. Unless you have any questions?
Any questions for?
No, I don't have any.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Public Works, John.
John Carlson, Public Works Director for the Town of Montville. We sent out to bid the basketball courts at Camp Oakdale, and we received six bids back, ranging from $130,000 to $327,000. The lowest bid has been, we're working on vetting it. The engineer is working on vetting it. He sees no red flags right now for them to not accept the project. He was waiting for a call back from two towns that they did projects for, just to see if, you know, they like the contractor. The contractor is Masino Brothers, Inc. out of Northford, Connecticut. So we don't have anything right now, so hopefully within the next day or two, I will get a letter from the engineer that accepts the bid. The docks and the fishing pier, we had a discussion. There's been no response from DEP. We're not even sure who to call or who to talk to. The engineer was going to try to make a few phone calls to try to figure out who actually has the plans in their hands, because nobody really wants to say they have it. You know, there's been no contact for the town. The plans are 90% done. We're still, like I said, we're waiting for the DEP permission, and most of the electrical is done, ready to go. So, I mean, they're just waiting for the DEP comments and any, you know, that's really what's holding that project up. We're going to start paving next week on Driscoll Drive. He gave me a starting date of Tuesday, but he says it possibly could be pushed back to Wednesday. It'll probably take about 4 to 5 days to complete. We've been actively mowing and weed whacking, and we've been doing a lot of catch basin repair, kind of bouncing around as catch basin tops are falling apart, so we've been working on that. The large pavilion painting project is done. They are currently working on the electrical part of it. The new lighting system, we're trying something. It's all adjustable, so your lighting will be able to be turned up and turned down. Most of it's going to be motion sensing, so that if someone leaves the lights on, they're going to turn off. They're not going to stay on. The only thing we may have to work on is maybe adjusting those underneath the pavilion, so if there's not enough movement, they may shut off on the people. But we'll cross those bridges as we do. But the idea is just to save money and not leave the lights on when they don't need to be on.
For security purposes, say it's 2 in the morning and somebody's playing around there, would the lights automatically come on?
No. No, they're all going to be key switched to come on when people are utilizing it. It's currently not, now it's pitch black there. It kind of deters people, I feel. When you put a light on, it might, but we can always change it. There's always room for change.
I just said we spent all this money getting that thing fixed up. I just hate somebody come and vandalize it in the middle of the night.
Let's just knock on wood that we've been very fortunate that there's not a lot of vandalism at the facility as far as like people doing stuff. The worst vandalism we have now is people put staples in the tables to hold their tablecloths down, even though we ask them not to. But when they painted all the picnic tables, she had probably, a good quarter of a bucket of 5-gallon pail of staples. There was quite a few staples in the tables. And the thing is when they break off, they're really sharp. And, if a little piece is sticking out, it doesn't take much to cut you. So, it's getting there. Like I said, we can work out any bugs or any security issues if it becomes a problem in the future. So I do have a problem at Public Works. We have a current drain there at Public Works that is failing, and it goes through the building, and the engineer and I looked at what our possibilities are to repair it. My fear is if this pipe collapses completely, it's a stream in the wintertime, so it would run water through Public Works parking lot, and when that happens, when it plugs up, it usually creates an ice problem. So that's one of the projects that I'm working on, trying to start looking at replacing that pipe. As of right now, the only way to do it is we're going to have to go in the same area that the pipe is currently run back through the building. We don't want to, but it's the most cost-effective way to do it. To try to go around the building is just, the cost would be just drive us, we wouldn't be able to, we can't afford it. It'd just be too much for me to do, so... we currently have a problem at the public safety building that most of you are not aware of. The air conditioning, the cooling unit inside the ductwork has caused a leak. There's two units. They're 465 pounds apiece. They're probably 8 foot long by about 2 foot high by about a foot wide. And it is leaking at this time. We've had them shut down now. They've vacked out the system. But to replace them, I haven't got a quote yet, but we're probably looking into the $20,000 to $30,000 range to repair. There are two coils. One is leaking. The recommendation is replace both because one sits on top of the other, and the bottom one is leaking. So they got to take the top one out to get the bottom one out. So they're already going to have it out. It's... The PD was built in 2008 or something, or 10, so it's like
12.
So, all right. So it's 12 years old. So they're really just looking at replacing them both, because I hate to put an old unit back in there and then have the same thing happen that just happened with this one. I was hoping to have a price for you guys today, but he just didn't get back to me. We have to do a little bit of work in the building. We have to remove a door in order to get these air conditioning units in, and we have to have a rigger come in and strap something off the ceiling in order to pick them up to the second floor above dispatch center to be able to install these. So there's quite a bit of work involved, and it's going to be a one-week project, approximately 5 days to do. The community center, the heat is all set. There were no costs any adjustments to the cost. So the cost was what it was. I haven't received the final bill yet. I'm still waiting for that, but I've had no complaints for heating in there. Public Works, we hired a new employee, so we're back up to full staff. I probably should have given you the exact number, but I don't have it off the top of my head. But so we hired another employee that's got a CDL. One of my employees that didn't have a CDL got a CDL this week after he sweated his bullets for a little while. So we're pretty happy about that, too. So things are looking good. We're moving along. And any questions?
Going back to that storm drain at the Public Works, didn't we discuss that in finance? Didn't we set some money aside for that in finance? No, we discussed it during the budget.
I don't see anything, but it really the cost is I have to rent a small excavator and just a pipe. The labor, you know, we're doing the labor for it. It's just a time-consuming project because I have to cut through the concrete floor. But it's going to actually be better for us because we're actually taking a catch basin that is currently in our wash rack that DEP has never liked or anyone has ever liked because the soaps can go in it. We're going to put that outside the door, and then we can redo the trough drain that's in there and redo the floor and everything. So
I was just wondering. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
For my report, I just want to start off with it's been another very, very busy month. We can start off with continuing our discussions with the Norwich Golf Course people, State of Connecticut, City of Norwich, and the tribe on the dam removal at the Trading Cove Dam. That's progressing, and it looks like it's going to be accomplished. I don't have anything scheduled yet, but it's going to happen, and that should eliminate the flooding on the London Turnpike. Continued contract talks with the town unions, town hall, MAME, and the transfer station. Took part in interviews with the Public Works and the WPCA positions, in which you, John, just mentioned. They're filled, and so did the WPCA, so that worked out pretty good. Attended the Quaker Hill Rod and Gun Club 75th anniversary with a proclamation. It was well attended at the Polish Club. It's a great organization that teaches firearm safety, and they don't get enough credit for what they do. We brought back the DOC community safety meetings, which were quarterly, bringing back the warden and his staff. We discussed mutual concerns, and we urged the continuance of the inmate work details, which we make good use of the inmates when they can staff them and when they can get people that are qualified and cleared. A lot of work comes from them between Public Works, the transfer station, town hall, all across town. The inmate populations are staying at about 600. We interviewed a building official applicant. Didn't pan out too well, but we did at least we did interview one. The other one I mentioned last month that the trainee started, and he's working out pretty good. Very, very optimistic on him getting his assistant building official certification, so that's one position filled. The water tower restoration project continues with monthly meetings. Dave Waddington and Bill Pinaz, both of their companies donated some structural engineering services and initial construction effort to shore up the foundation of the Maple Avenue water tank. So that's moving along pretty good. We're going to start some fundraising on that. Met with St. Bernard's High School along with the police department to discuss St. Bernard's security measures and their needs. Thanks to the Public Works, Police Department, Fire Department, Fire Marshal's Office, and the Montville High School, we brought back the football team prep rally, Bonfire. Well attended, big fire, and it was kept under control with the help of the fire department and crowd control by the police department, and of course Public Works cleaning it up after that. That was at the community center. It continued the department head meetings. They're successful and beneficial to the operation of the town. They brought back the fire safety day at Home Depot. Much thanks to the Deputy Fire Marshal John Meagle and Fire Marshal Barnes. It was well attended and successful, and hopefully we'll be able to keep that going as an annual event. attended the 11th annual Herb's Car Show, raising money for Tunnels of Towers. Great event, very well attended. Sam Petrowski, the new owner of the old drive-in theater, provided parking, which benefited the public safety, and the large attendants had a place to park, and there was no problems. Everything was well controlled, and it benefited the overall safety for the large crowd event. That's it.
All right. Any questions for the mayor? Any other department heads, mayor? I think we got everybody, right?
No, I think we're good.
Good job on that.
All right, reports from standing committee, town administration rules and procedure.
On the agenda.
All right. Finance, we have a couple items on the agenda tonight. And public works, solid waste, I think we just got that report from John Carlson, so everything's good. And we also got a report from WPCA, which is really good. Reports from special committees and liaisons, counselors, Councilor Karen, Commission on Aging, nonprofit. He said no report on his way out. And Councilor Jessica with Board of Education, Planning and Zoning Commission.
On the Board of Ed, the meeting last night was quite interesting. They start out with Montville Marvels, which is really, really nice. When you go there, they bring the kids up that they've earned special honors. They give them a presentation, which was nice, very, very nice. And then after that, there was a presentation by their IT guy laying out a five-year plan of what they plan on doing with their IT projects and going from there. Then there was another presentation, interesting, about special ed, what they do, how it works, and another program, Pathways, from special ed goes into Pathways, and you can help me out with that. And I found it very interesting. Now, this is the second time in 2 months that they've talked about special ed, and I guess they're having a tough time getting special ed teachers and people that want to work in special ed. So that's, and the last item is they voted and approved the contract for the administrators. They approved it. And I signed in on negotiations with them. We should be seeing that, but not tonight, but. They both, Board of Ed approved it. And I won't make any comments on it now, but. And that's all I have on the Board of Ed. And let me see, what's the other one? Planning and Zoning, I didn't attend the meeting, and I apologize. I was tied up somewhere else. So no report.
Councilor Lathrop's not here on economic development and water police control authority, but the WPCA administrator gave that report. Councilor Sebelia, Conservation Commission, Public Safety, Youth Service Bureau, and Advisory Board.
Conservation Commission, we met a couple weeks ago, or last week maybe. They put up new sign. There's a new sign at Fair Oaks and on Black Ash, just trying to get more people into the Conservation Center. They've done a lot of work there. They actually ordered more woods to work on the trails, to make sure, you know, there's not too many muddy spots, you can get over them. It's a nice place. Public Safety. We talked about the firefighter data again. We're just really trying to get the ball rolling on that. It's been on the agenda for them for a while. We're just trying to get a better gauge of, you know, volunteers showing up and paid guys and just more of an idea of their calls and the details of their calls. So hopefully we get that rolling. There was also a discussion on our town responding to like a catastrophic flooding event like the one in Oxford, Connecticut. We also went over a list of like the registered dams in town. It was actually a pretty neat list. It went over when they were inspected, if they're private or public. So we're really looking into things like that, just make sure this place is safe for everyone. Youth Services, they received a $3,000 gambling grant award. So this is for their Youth Action Council. We'll be focusing on trying to talk kids out of, you know, online youth gambling. It's becoming more popular with things like DraftKings, and there's like fantasy sports, and it's not good for some of these kids. So they're really trying to push them away from, try to steer them away from that. It's a good cause. They're also on election day, November 5th, they'll be doing basket raffles at all the polling places. So it's $1 to enter. Help out if you can. They put together some great basket raffles. It's a good fundraiser for them. So that's all I got on that. Thank you.
I just got got an email from the Conservation Commission that they're going to have a cleanup day on October 27th at 11 a.m.
Sunday the 27th. I think they shared that up today. Yeah, so yeah. If anyone wanted to come out and help out, that's Sunday at, you said 11?
11.
Sunday at 11, the 27th. Just get a little work party going. They clean stuff up, and they might put some more wood out on the trails, just trying to polish.
Yeah. All right. And Councilor Southard, Farmers Market Committee, Library Committee, Parks and Rec Commission.
Okay, library, they're having their annual meeting next week, so I'll report on that our next meeting. Farmers Market will be wrapping up on November 16th with the holiday market at Tile Middle School from 10 to 2 p.m. There will be over 40 vendors and two food trucks on site. Parks and Recreation, the Desjardins Neighborhood Playground arrived this afternoon. Playground equipment arrived this afternoon. The Parks and Recreation Commission is working on a master plan. And Commissioner Stone, the mayor, and myself will be meeting with CLA tomorrow to discuss the parking situation at the pavilion, as well as some landscape architecture. We'll be working. We also have a meeting on Monday with IT to discuss the Parks and Recreation piece of the town website to be brought a little bit more up to date, to reflect current programming and to make it more user friendly. On Saturday the 26th, Trick or Trunk from 6 to 8 at Tile Middle School. It's always a great event, always hugely attended. And last but not least, basketball and dance registration are live on the website. So if anybody wants to register for those two programs, they are available right now. And they're also offering several craft classes through Montville Florist, like holiday centerpieces and holiday wreaths, and I have been told that the items that the participant makes are absolutely beautiful, so you might want to check that out.
All right, thank you. What was the date on the food truck, the 40 food trucks?
November 16th, that's the farmer's market, holiday market at Tile.
November 16th. Okay, appointments and resignations. Consider an act on a motion to reappoint Susan Rickards to the Youth Advisory Board with a term to expire on November 8th, 2026.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Any discussion? And let's do a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Consider an act on a motion to reappoint Joseph Summers to the Planning and Zoning Commission with a term to expire on November 12th, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Planning and zoning. Consider an act on a motion to reappoint Sarah Lundy to the Planning and Zoning Commission with a term to expire on November 12th, 2028.
Don't move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
And consider an act of motion to reappoint Bonnie Bacon to the Conservation Commission with a term to expire on November 14th, 2026.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Consider an act of motion to accept the resignation of Christopher Napersky to the Economic Development Commission effective immediately.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
F. Oh, you're good.
Yeah. Consider act a motion to accept the resignation of Brenda Dean from the Farmers Market Committee effective October 7th, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We have unfinished business. Consider act motion to discuss the progress of the animal patrol facility. I believe we discussed that. Does anybody have any other?
I just want to comment that now that we have a an estimated schedule. I'm really doing my best to stick to it, make sure we can follow it, and have something going, get them bids out there and find out what it's really going to cost. We've got some estimates which weren't from Silver Petrocelli that weren't too impressive, but we'll see what the future brings for that.
Well, just to point that out, the basketball courts, they range, so I'm hoping we can get some more volume of bidders.
I agree.
We'll get a good bid in there.
What was the bid for the park, the animal park?
For the
initial?
The dog park, right now.
The kennel?
Yeah.
They range from 2.1 to 3.2, I think it was.
Okay.
Thereabouts.
But the one that was low was not
was vetted. None of them were vetted, so it's really hard to say. You know, it's
all right, moving
fingers
on.
Fingers crossed.
New business. The town hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in the amount of $4,131.20 as requested by the tax collector.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So it's 4-0. Motion passes. The town of Montville resolves to add Omnia Partners to the list of approved sources for purchasing without formal bidding procedures as recommended by the Town Administration Rules and Procedures Standing Committee.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 4-0 in favor. The town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell to renew the lease agreement with Lifespan School Solutions, Inc., DBA, the Bradley School, New London Regional, for the use of the Town Hall Gymnasium as recommended by the Town Administration Rules and Procedures Standing Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
This is a renewal contract with the school to use the gym at the town hall. There's one single word change to it from and or to and. So it's 2 days a week.
All right. Roll call, please.
David?
Hold on a second.
Councilor Southern? Oh, no, sorry. Councilor Sedalia?
Favor.
Councilor Southern?
Favor.
Favor. So 4-0. Wait till your name's called.
Confused her.
Item E. The town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell to enter into agreement with James S. Butler, AICP, to provide public administration and planning services.
So move.
Second.
Discussion?
This is an opportunity for us to, in the absence of a town planner, to hire someone to act as the administrator for the CIF grant that we got for Route 32 on the state development plan to pursue what our potentials are and what we can attract for development. The contract is with Mr. Butler, and he's very well known in the area as in planning, and he was a former director of
COG.
So it's an opportunity, and I think we'll do very well with getting that done.
So move.
Oh,
I did it already. I'm sorry.
We're still in discussion, but roll call, please.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. That's 4-0 in favor. Item 16F, the town of Montville hereby resolves to approve the transfer of $30,000 from general fund balance to account 10620-52148, engineering other, to be reimbursed to the town upon receipt of grant money.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. I'll just say that this is this money, when we get the grant money, will be reimbursed back into the general fund. So it's a It's just a pass-through right now.
And just for the record, the it'll be coming from the CIF grant at $250,000 that I just mentioned on the previous item. And I looked into it, and that money can be used to administrate the grant.
All right. All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 4-0. And moving on. Item 16G, the Town of Montbell hereby resolves to approve the transfer of $2,420 from account 10480-52164 contingency to 10740-52079 condemnation relocation.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. 4-0 in favor. The Town of Montbell hereby resolves to approve the transfer of $4,000 from line item 10480-52164 contingency to 10330-5308 advertising.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I just want to say this is for the we had to supplement the advertising for the various things we have to do when we do a town meeting or a referendum or things like that. So we're just replenishing that account. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 4-0. Item passes. Item 16I, the Town of Montbell hereby resolves to authorize Mayor Leonard Bunnell to enter into agreement with Clifton Larson Allen, LLP, also known as CLA, for the purposes of conducting an internal operational assessment of the town's finances, and is hereby authorizing an amount not to exceed $40,000 to fund such assessment.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Thank you.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. 4-0. Resolution passes. Item J, the Town of Montbell hereby resolves to transfer $40,000 from the fund balance to fund the Clifton Larson Allen LLP CLA internal operational assessment of the town's finances.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just want to say once again that this related to the previous item, and it's just a an operational assessment to review our financial operation and how money is moved by the use of purchase orders, vouchers, whatever means, and it's the company that's going to look at how we do it to make sure we're doing it correctly.
All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. Item passes 4-0. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Carol Howard, 23 Bayberry Lane. I just wanted to give a huge shout out and kudos to our police department for the wonderful bonfire that they had last week. We attended after the game. It was a great community event. Kudos. Keep up the work. And it was really appreciated. So thank you.
Thank you.
Remarks from the public with the 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the councilors and the mayor. I'll start with you, Councilor Sevilla.
Don't have much tonight. Just encourage you guys to go with town meeting tomorrow to vote on some bonding projects. And also, obviously, Election Day. That's coming up before you know it. There's also some important bonding projects on there as well. This was, can we talk about this?
Absolutely.
All right, so this was supposed to come off. I mean, it was supposed to be handed out as well, but it's just it's just showing us our outstanding bonded debt service and how it's coming down in the next 10 years and its effect on taxes. And really, these new projects, they're important to keep our town running, and it should have minimal impact on taxes because of the outstanding bonded debt service that's coming back to us. So I'll leave this up here if anyone wants to look at it after.
We're in the back of the room. I just found out they're in the back of the room. There's a couple of handouts.
Okay.
So if anybody has any questions.
Yeah, and just, I mean, we've done it in the past where we bonded projects, and it's important. Like, I know no one wants to spend money, but as you can tell, like, by John's talk, stuff goes wrong in town. You have to address things. If you don't, it's just going to be a bigger problem later on. I know one of the things on there is the turf football field. It's seems like it was a newer project, but it was built 15, 16, 17 years ago. Many of the turf fields that were built after us have already been replaced. Basically, when the kids get tackled or hit or fall to the ground, it's like falling on concrete at this point. There's divots in it. The track is the same way. It's super soft in spots. I can tell you, like, 9 out of the 10 girls on the track team last year had shin splints. They were crying about the track. So I just wanted to talk about some of those things and encourage you to support, you know, in the next the town meeting and the election.
Yeah, that particular one's on the referendum.
Yes.
And
that's all I got. And thanks for coming and caring about our town.
Yeah. So I want to say a couple things about the town meeting tomorrow, because there are several large bonds that did come off, as Councilor Sevilla mentioned. And so these increases that we're going to see are not going to affect the tax levy, because we've already been paying for these. These are done, so we have basically a certain amount of money to pay these. So there's a chart in the back of the room, a table, so I encourage everybody to take a look at it. And if you have any questions, let us know or ask us, and we can explain a little further. Mm-hmm. Councilor Jaskowitz?
I want to follow up on that. Please, folks, get out and vote for these issues tomorrow. They really are important to the town, and not just items that we want this and that. Really, they got to be done. Please get out there and vote. And anybody that you see, I know the people are probably going to say, I didn't hear about it. We've done what we could do to get it out there. You know, the New London Day isn't like the New London Day of years ago, where we get articles in the paper by just calling them and all that stuff. It's really has changed on that level. And even the coverage has changed with the day. And don't ask me why, because I don't know why. But please, if you would, get out and vote that tomorrow, and tell all the neighbors in that to get out and vote it. But support it. Please, I'm telling you, this is stuff that's got to be done, folks. Thank you.
Councilor Souther?
So just to kind of piggyback on what Joe's saying, I know that Linda Tomachuk did get lots of good information out there in Facebook land, so she's not here tonight, but I do appreciate the work that she did on that. And we do have the election coming up with the referendum in the turf field, and after talking to several people at the high school, I found out that not only is it like playing on concrete, but I also heard that the injuries are changing as well. They're getting rug burn, and it's getting infected because it's not good. It's, to me, it's a safety issue at this point. So I'd like to see that done, as well as all the other projects. And please come out to that town meeting tomorrow. We need as many people as possible. Thank you.
I just want to say also on there is the road. Continue redoing our roads. We made a lot of progress in the town roads, and that other money on the referendum for the road bonding is important to keep up the roads and keep everything. We have a lot of drainage as a public works director. The public works director put out a lot of information about, you know, the storm drainage and a lot of the stuff's decaying, and we have that on the referendum as well. So it's just something to really look forward to, that spreading that out over 10 years really saves the taxpayers a lot of money than not having to take and pay for it all at once. So, Mayor?
I just want to reiterate everybody's saying about the vote tomorrow. We're talking about public works upgrades that have been kicked around for quite a few years and Band-Aid. The town hall improvements, we have to keep this building up, and the only way we can do that is by doing it through the bonding. The improvements include the roof, and it includes the conversion of the boiler over to natural gas. And we have a grant from Eversource to bring the gas line up, so it's going to help a great deal. The Palmer School roof replacement. The Palmer School building is historic, and that that we need to keep those roof lights up there because it's part of the building. It's huge historical significance. And then the bus garage tank replacement, that's mandated. We don't have any choice. We need to get that done, and here's an opportunity to get it funded. The road improvements, look around town. The roads have improved, and this is an opportunity to keep that going. We really need to. I also want to comment on a very sad event that happened 2 weeks ago, I think it was now, out on the power lines where a young man lost his life in an ATV accident. But our fire department worked great as a team. The police department, the public works department getting out there. There's over a mile into the lines from Chesterfield Road. It was a huge effort just to find the crash site. But the fire department really, really did a good job, and we're so proud of what they did. And working with the police department and getting public works out there was really a great thing, and working as a team. And I'm very proud of what we have for our services. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Actually, you just need to have a bill or anything that's got your name and address.
Okay. 6 o'clock at MHS. Correct? 6 o'clock?
Yes.
6 o'clock at the MHS auditorium. Yep.